Okay, today's daf is Beis Daf Chav Beis, and we're going to talk about a topic that's come up over the past couple of dafim, including this daf, and that is Erev Tavshilin, the mitzvah d'Rabbanan, the mechanism d'Rabbanan that allows us to prepare on Yontif for Shabbos when Yontif falls out on a Friday, and we want to be able to cook and to prepare on Friday for Shabbos. So d'Rabbanan enacted the mechanism of Erev Tavshilin. So we'll talk in general a little bit, but first let's talk about today's daf. Specifically, we'll start with the detail and then we'll go more to the general. So the detail is the first line on today's daf. First line, the Gemara here quotes the language that somebody, the part of the language of an Erev Tavshilin. There's a bracha and there's a nusach, as we know. We make the bracha of Al Mitzvahs Erev, to Mitzvah Drabanan, to set up an Erev Tavshilin in the situation when it is needed. But the Gemara here quotes a Lashon, and the question is it Dafka? So the Gemara says the name of Rafuna, rather really the bottom line of Chafalat Mabez, going up on top. Amar Rafuna, Mishaloi Niach Erev Tavshilin. If somebody did not make an Erev Tavshilin, somebody did not set aside Erev Tavshilin, which is setting aside the food, cooking the food before Yontif, which is starting the Shabbos preparation already, so still we don't have to let him starve. So we can give him a little basic needs. Ofin lo pas achas, you bake for him one bread. Umavashin lo kedera achas, and you cook for him one pot. Umadlikin lo as haner, and you light for him a candle. Mishur Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rav Solon lo dakatan, you also roast for him a little fish. So we're going to focus on madlikin lo as haner. So the Rishonim discussed, that's interesting, because we thought that Erev Tavshilin is just about food preparation, right? In order to be able to cook, to bake, to roast on for Shabbos, starting on Yontif, so you can't start on Yontif, therefore you start even before Yontif, and you bake or cook or roast beforehand. But the Gemara here adds in, what about lighting a candle? It doesn't sound like this lighting the candle is for the cooking purposes. What about just lighting a candle for to benefit from? So do we need that? Does that require an Erev or not? Right, a big shiloh. Let's say people are away for in a hotel for Yontif. Do they have to set their own Erev Tavshilin? Let's say they're not gonna do any food preparation. The hotel's gonna do all of it. Ah, but the woman is gonna light candles before Yontif, before Shabbos. A woman's gonna light Shabbos candles on Yontif on Friday afternoon. So what is that needed for? That's for Shabbos, those Shabbos candles. Do I need an Erev Tavshilin for that? If that's the only thing I'm going to do, do I need to be included? What needs an Erev? And as we'll see, there are some things that an Erev doesn't even help. Right? So what needs an Erev? What's covered by an Erev? And what doesn't need an Erev? And what does an Erev not help for? So the Rishonim, we had discussed this detail already. Tosfos says, from here, Madlikin lo ner, mikan mashma. Again, this is not the Lashon. The Gemara itself is not the Lashon of what we say by an Erev. The Gemara here is discussing, what if somebody didn't put an Erev Tavshilin? What are we allowed to give them minimally? Basic bread, basic food, and basic candle. So Tosfos says that it implies that a candle is needed. Says Tosfos, Mikan Mashmash Etzorach Lahazkir Bebirchas Erev. Sounds like you have to mention, you have to verbalize in the Erev, Bebirchas Erev Tavshilin, Ye Shari Levishule Ula Afuye Ula Adlukish Raga. Right? You have to cooking and baking and lighting. Vim Bishvil Hadlaka Lohisna. And if you did not mention the hadlaka, mash mahacha diyasil hadlaklo, rakner echad. Right, if you didn't mention it, like here, you could only give him the one basic candle. Right here, he messed up, he didn't do the Erev, so you give him one candle. Mashma that, if you had an Erev, and you're supposed to do that, then you could light as many candles as you want. Mita chazina, dhutzuch lahazgar, lukian air. For the fact that it mentions it here, mashma da asr lamishal, uiniach lahalaglo, nurak ner echad. If somebody did, just like you could only give him one basic bread, and one basic cooked item, only one basic candle. But really, it should be included. This is what Tosfos says here, and this is what also, if you look in the Rosh and Siman Tes Zayin also, has this diak, that one lechora needs to say it. Madlik lo saner, mitakar madlik lo saner, shma mina mishlo irev af lahadlik usser. Umadlik bo saner, mitakar hainu ner echad, kubo pas echad, vikiton echad, afa mishlo pirishkain. Lochain, says the Rosh, noagu. Kishaminichin erev lomar lafuye ulavishule uladluke ulatmune. Right? It's included. And even though I said before, so the Rosh adds this line and that Tosfos does not have. And even though I said before that the Iker of Erev Tavshilin is preparing food for the next day, you only have to make the Erev out of food, out of a baked good or a cooked good. But in the mention, you don't have to light a candle before Yantif, for Shabbos. That doesn't have to be included in what you do. But what you have to say, that is included. So the Rosh is beferish, right, that even non-food actions have to be included. He does add and say, Vaharav Alfiz lo havri meimer de Rav Huna. The Rif does not bring the statement of Rav Huna about la lukish raga. And what is the Rif, what is the Rosh b'medayik? Velo yadana tame. I don't know why. So the Rosh sees that the Rif is on medayik and doesn't quote it, he doesn't know the reason. Imishum de Rava dehu basra ukmala masisam bishuni achrina miubraisa mistake Rav Huna. But so it is a bizarre chi and why he doesn't quote it. But either way, this is Tosfos and the Rosh say that you have to mention it. The Taz here in Shulchan Aruch, the Taz in Sifkat and Yud Aleph wonders, but don't we say in the language of Erev Kol Tzarki, I should be mutter to do, you know, everything that I want to do? So what do you have to mention? You know, whatever I need in the Erev is included in that Lashon of La Luki Shragas. That's the Taz's discussion in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. The Taz has a long discussion where he says, you're right. If you didn't mention anything specific, maybe Kol Tzarchana would be good enough. But here you went out of your way to mention. Let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Torah quotes this whole Lashon. Let's read it from the Torah first, and the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah quotes, what do you have to say? Umavarech ha-mitzvah zeirev, we make the bracha, va'omer, and then we say, b'denye sharilon la'fuyeh ulavashule ulatmuneh, with this eirev, shmi mutter meat of a bacon, cook and insulate, ula adluke shraga, and to light candles, v'lame'evad kol tzarchana miyantav l'shabbos, and to do all needs, all Shabbos needs on Yantav. Called Sarchana Biyantav L'Shabbos. Ulechol b'nei ha'ir azos l'mishi yirtze l'faret. So ask the Taz, you already wrote in the Lashon, ulumevet called Sarchana. So what's the whole discussion of having to say l'avuke shraga? You say levet called Sarchana. So that's the Taz's Lashon. First he quotes Tosfos, then he quotes the Rosh. L'amalon l'hazgir ha'adlaka. Ha'omer acharkach l'mevet called Sarchana. So says the Taz, it must be the fact that you said certain items makes it worse. If you would have just said kol tzarchana, fine. But the takana of Chazal is to start mentioning details, like cooking and baking. So once you say that, and it goes to Diak from the today's daf, also from Chananya, mizeh anu l'mo'om de medivir beis shamay l'beis hillel. Da'afilu l'beis hillel desagilu betav shel echad ala kol. Beis hillel allows you one cooked item for everything. Not like beis shamay, who our daf said, right, remember that you need cooked for cooked and insulated for insulated and baked for baked. Beis hillel says, no, one item, that's it. Mikom makom l'inyin ha'bracha tzorach l'hazkir. V'im lo birech klal, mahani l'chol mili. De brachas ina ma'akvos. Ella, the imbirich v'hizkir davar echad garatve. That if I mention one activity that I'm planning to do, to use this Erev for, and if I go out of my way to mention one or two or three activities, it must be I want to specify and not include other activities. Demare behedya she'enem arivelo oso davar. V'yimkein ha'yaroi l'haskil mevet kol zarchana lachzor v'lich l'bo'ako. Ella kivan damar belazer dechziv ezeshato ofu ofu bikanein ofin v'vashal ofu yamamushal. It must be lahazkir beis ramelu behedya. So too for beis hillel. Tzorach lahazkir rebracha gamshar dvarim dahinu latmuni ula adzluke. Dim lokein avle kamo yirev lezev lo zel beis shamay. And therefore hakanam the beis hillel lini askar rebracha. They only argue that it's okay with one min. Aval kopan and ba'osom min tzorach lahazkir hakol. So that's what he says, Bechul, he says it a little bit later on also, that here it is worse because you mention something and now not mentioning the other Lashon. And he quotes from the Torah, Bechulu, Good. So that is the discussion specifically here. But as we mentioned, about Lavuke Shraga. So Tosfos and the Rosh say, you have to mention Alakas Neiris, because that needs an Erev. Again, the Rosh points out that the Rift doesn't mention it. And the Rambam doesn't mention it. When the Rambam quotes the Lashon, the Rambam in Hilchas Yantif, Perek Vav Alachaches, doesn't say a word about this. Does he not paskin this way? Did he not have this? But says the Rambam, doesn't mention a word. So again, remember, Rav Huna's statement is not about what lashon you have to say in the Erev. Rav Huna's statement is about someone who did not put an Erev Tavshilin, what you're allowed to do. What you're allowed to do, you give him basic bread, you give him basic cooked item, but the Rambam and the Rif don't quote it. So the Beis Yosef says, it must be that it doesn't need it. It must be that it's just a lashon here that said, but it doesn't really mean it. It's just saying what you're allowed to do for the person. And that's the Rashba. If you look on the Rashba right here, he quotes both dais. He quotes that it might just been thrown in, a shigra delishna. Says the Rashba. Ikal amashba da'afa lakas aner tzvicha erif. Vitzarach lomar kain. He quotes a riff which we don't have. Ready? Quotes that the Ron quotes this from the riff, but we don't have this in the riff. The Yesh Omrim, and he says there are others. Right? The Meiri also quotes this. He's just saying what you usually do for a person when you set this table. You give him basic bread and food, and you light a candle. But it's not that the candle needs the Erif. But it's a good chumrah, says the Rashba, and we are machmer for that in Shulchan Aruch. In Tavkuf Chavzayin Yud Beis, we're machmer to assume that the language that we say includes that lashon, right? Shulchan Aruch in Yud Beis. Va'omer, this is all Tavkuf Chavzayin. That's the siman about Erev Tavshilin. Va'omer v'deniyei shari lon la'afuye u'la'vashule u'la'atmunei u'la'adlukei shraga. U'la'adlukei shraga. There it is. U'la'meve kol tzarchana b'yantav l'shabes lana u'la'ploni u'ploni o'la'chol b'nei ha'ir hazos. Good. And you say it in any language that you want. That's what the Rama says. You have to understand it. U'mishe'ini yodea lashon ha'kodesh yuchal la'omra b'lashon laz shemeven. Right? You have to say it in a language that you understand, or else it's meaningless, right? He doesn't know what he's saying. Good. So this is background. What if I don't say any lashon? Right? The Rishonim quote, you have to say la shule la luke. I don't say any lashon. Right? So the Rama says it does not work if you just say a general lashon. Right? Now branching out from la luke. The Rama says v'miniach erev in sifchaf. V'miniach erev v'lo hiskir amalachas behedya. Ella Amar, it'll be much easier just to say the general. B'deinye shari lo lameve kol tzarchana. With this, I want to be able to do everything. Says the Ramah, havi kemoshalo irev klal. Doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? This is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. You said included everything. So it must be that the rabbanan want you to focus on specific food activities. And you can't just say, I want to do everything. Says the Mishnah Berurah, dekein tiknu chachamim. This is part of the rabbinic enactment of Erev Tavshilin to talk about the food. Sheyifarit ikarei malachos. V'impirek rak miksaso, kocha amarak la'afuye, v'lo hisker bishavat mana asabuhem. So the Rama says that you have to mention, you can't just say all your needs, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes here in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Sha'atzi and from the Maharshal and many other achronim, maybe not. Maybe not. This lechatchila the Rabbanan told you to say all this lashon. But if you don't have a sitter, and you don't remember, right? Just like we have the lashon by Hafresh Shumas and Maestros. So we have a specific lashon, but there's a kula that if somebody's out in the field somewhere and you don't have a sitter on you and you want to be mafresh, you say, I'm being mafresh like it says in the sitter. Right? Just to allude to all the details without specifying. So maybe here too, other achronim say, the Yamshal Shlomo here says, no, you don't have to. The ha'amira shel bahadein eino rak lemitzvah lachadchila. Ava b'di'eved, kivat sheniach hatav shel Hashem Erev. Even if once you did it, even the bracha is not ma'akev, right? The bracha is not ma'akev. All I have to do, b'di'eved, according to these achronim, is take a baked item or cooked item before yantif and put it and designate it for Shabbos. That's it. I don't have to say a word. Again, the Ramah says, you're not yosei. But other achronim say, no, you have to. lechachila. However, but the ebed kibbe shiniach tavshel shem erev afilu lo amar klal nusach shel ba'adin v'chulu eino ma'akev u'mutar lisbecholav lasos kol malachas miyantav l'shabbos. And the Mishnah says, and the Achbarim say lechachila. Definitely, the Ramah says you're not yotze. The Ramah says you're not yotze. You have to try your best to be yotze the shita of the Ramah. But b'di'eved, if you didn't say anything, it's okay because of the Marshal and because of others. B'di'eved, good. That's all related to our Gemara, Halakas Haner, v'chulu. So l'maisa, it seems like that if somebody is only doing Halakas Neiros, they should have an Erev Tavshilin. And therefore, Mistama, if the hotel in that case, you know, has someone make an Erev Tavshilin for, they'll have all the guests in mind. They'll have all the guests in mind. And then the lighting candles would be included in the Erev Tavshilin. The mechanics of Erev Tavshilin, interesting, it comes up. Erev Tavshilin discussed here. This is the parak of Erev Tavshilin, Beitza. But the Gemara elsewhere, Psachim, the Gemara in Psachim is where the Gemara talks about the mechanics of Erev Tavshilin. Because what's the issue? Remember, Erev Tavshilin is what allows me to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. The problem is, this is a Takana Drabanan. If the problem of cooking on Yontif for Shabbos is an Issa Daraisa, then this shouldn't help. Shouldn't help, because how could the Rabbanan the Rabbanan want to tell me to not to do something b'shev al taseh? We know that's the Gemara in Yevamos, right? Yesh kol b'yachav and lachadav minator b'shev al taseh. The Rabbanan can tell me don't blow shofar on Shabbos, don't shake a lulav on Shabbos, because they're telling me not to do something. Fine, shev al taseh. But the Rabbanan can't tell me to do an avera. So that's the Gemara's discussion in Psachim daf mem vav amibes, where the Gemara discusses there how does Erev Tavshilin work. If it's an Issa Daraisa, how can an Erev help? So the answer is, it's not an Issa Daraisa. Why? What knocked it down? Once it gets down to a Takana Durabanan, so then we could say that it is okay to use an Erev Tavshilin. So that's the Machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, I think. Yeah, Itmar. Ha'ofim Yantif L'chol. If somebody cooks on Yantif for weekday, forget Shabbos for a moment. If somebody cooks on Yontif to weekday, so Rav Chisda says you get Malkus for that. Meaning, Rav Chisda holds, cooking from Yontif to weekday is an Isser Daraisa. It's an Isser Daraisa. And Rabba says you don't get Malkus. Why don't you get Malkus? That's the famous din of Hoel. Rabba says, well, I'm cooking on Yontif to weekday, but you know what? What if guests walk in right now? Uninvited guests that I didn't know that were coming. They come in, wow, and I just cook for them. Wow, that's great. I have food for you because I just cooked. I had in mind I was cooking for tomorrow, for a weekday, but you just came in and theoretically I could use it for you. So that's the principle of Hoel. Sins guests might come in, so that is why it is mutter mida oraisa. Hoel knocks it down from an Issa d'Oraisa to an Issa d'Rabbanan. Since theoretically you can use this today if guests would walk in, so that's why it's not really cooking from Yontif to weekday. It's cooking from Yontif to Yontif, right, theoretically. And therefore, that knocks it down to a Dirabanan. So that's Rabba. Rabba knocks it down from a Daraisa to a Dirabanan, and therefore it becomes Mutter. What about Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda says that if you cook from Yontif to Chol, it's an Issa Daraisa, you get Malkus. So how could you set an Erev Tavshilin? So that's the other day in the Gemara where the Gemara says, really, Yontif to weekday is an Issa Daraisa. But Yontif to Shabbos is not Asur Daraisa. That's the other option. Sarche Shabbos Nasin B'Yontif on a Torah level. Right? Really, Shabbos is a higher Kedusha than Yontif. And therefore, you're allowed to cook on Yontif to Shabbos. Midrabanan, we don't want you to do that because, as the Gemara discussed at the beginning of this parak, right, it's a Zilzul of Shabbos, it's a Zilzul of you might forget Shabbos, it's a Zilzul of Yontif. So therefore, it's still an Issa Durabanan. So those are the two potentially Issa Durabanans. Again, we knocked it down from a Daraisa Durabanan, either because of Hoel, or because of Sarche Shabbos Nasin B'Yontif Mi Daraisa. And once you have that, then the Erev Tavshilin can help you Midrabanan. Interesting, Nafgamina, the halachic differences between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, these two reasons. Number one is what the Gemara mentions there. If I cook from Yontif to weekday, do I get Malkus? Do I get Malkus? Rav Chisda says yes. Rabba says no. Rav Chisda says yes. You don't hold of Hoel, you didn't Issa Daraisa. Only Yontif to Shabbos is not Issa Daraisa. B'Yontif to Chol is. And the other day, Rav Huna says you would. The other day is very lamaisa, and that the other nafkamina is: what about it's Yontif on Friday? I'm going to cook things very late in the day on Friday. I'm going to put up a challah to half an hour before Shabbos, before Yontif is over, right before Shabbos. So the poskim, the Magen Avraham, says lachatchila one shouldn't do that. Because if the reason is ho'il, that a guest might come, that if it's not going to be ready on Yontif, then that's a fake. Then you don't have, it's not roi for guests. Then you don't have the principle of ho'il, and it goes back to be, reverts back to being a sedaraisa. If it's the other reason of Sarchi Shabbos Nasim Biyantif, then fine, it's always Durabanan. But if the reason is Ho'il, then you have to make it earlier. Right? So that is why L'Chadchila, we try to do all of the preparations of Yantif, for Shabbos earlier on Yantif. We try to do it earlier on Yantif because that's the Magen Avraham, and that's what other Achronim say, that to do it so late, that's the Mishnah Berurah de Bir Halacha. The beginning of the Siman they all discuss. Where the first discussion here in this siman is the Mishnah Berurah, the Biyantif Shechol Yes Be'erev Shabbos Yizoher LaHakdim Hachanas Ma'achal of LaShabbos Bechdei Sheyigamer Malachto Bodo Yom Gadol, so that it's early enough to Samach LaChashecha Bizman LaShayach Sheyisarech LaBiyantif Gufa, because if not, it would be a problem relying on the Svara of a Ho'el. So L'Chadchila we tried, but the Evid we say if you didn't, you're still allowed to make the preparations. Just one final point. To mention, again, we discussed Halakas Haner, that's our sugya here. We discussed just the background, the mechanics. Just one other point, and that is, why is it called an Eruv Tavshilin? What's the Eruv? What are we mixing together? Eruv Tavshilin. So if you look at the Rambam says it's just a borrowed word. We're not mixing anything. The Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Vav, of Hilchos Yantif, why is it called an Eruv? Because just like this, let me call it an Eruv Chatzeros. Chatzeros, we're what we call an Erev. We want to combine all of the Rishuyos so people can carry out. So that's really an Erev. That's really combining. Since Erev that you do with a Chatzeros is called an Erev, so to, and that's a Heker that you remember at Shabbos. So to here, Kach ze atav shel mishum Heker v'zikaron, kidei shelo yedamo v'yachashvu shemutu lefos b'yantif mashenu nechabo b'yom. L'fichav gnek v'atav shel ze Eruv v'tavshilin. Because it's the same, trying to, like a similar purpose to Eruv Chatzeros, that's why it's called an Eruv Tavshilin. The Ravid says, come on, it's just a word game. Hatam ze l'na'arim, says the Ravid. This is a reason that children would use. That's not a Rambam reason. So the Ravid says no, because you're mixing. When you prepare for Yontif, you're also preparing for Shabbos. Before Yontif, when you start preparing for Shabbos, so you are mixing the Tzarchei Shabbos and the Tzarchei Yontif. Right? That's the Ravid's reason. If you look in the Rashba and you look in the Ritva, the Rashba says this in Avodas HaKodesh. That's the Rashba Sefer on Muksa and in Yani Yantif. So if you look at the Avodas HaKodesh in Beis Moed Shar Revi'i, Perek Aleph, he says, why is it called Erev Tavshilin? Ki'ilu ma'arev Yantif v'Shabbos lihiyosam yom echad. Lahachin lavasham yantav l'shabbos k'derech shum avasham b'yantav l'tzorech hayom. So it doesn't exactly say, well, like we saw what the Ravid said, that you're mixing in the needs, but it sounds like you are combining the kedushos ki'ilu ma'arev yantif v'shabbos liyosam yom echad. That's a little more fundamental than just the mixing of the needs. These are some of the issues. The Erev Tavshilin, as we know, is a huge topic. Discussed many details in this parak. Also, in Siman Tavchuf Chav Zayin, all the details there are worked out. Okay, we'll stop here.